Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Joy 94.9 Yara Suzuki Birthday Bash broadcast. Come down and join in on the celebrations. This is Cravings, live from Joy sponsor Yara Suzuki, 400 Johnson Street, Abbotsford.
Yes, good afternoon. It is 14 minutes past one here at 400 Johnson Street in Abbotsford. We are, of course, at Yara Suzuki. It is their fifth birthday bash, and we are down here delivering you a broadcast. Come past and visit. Say hello. I'd like to offer you a sausage sizzle, but sadly there is none, nor is there any wine. Before we talk about wine, that track was from Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, which is a perfect introduction to my first guest. He is a wine writer, and he sits before me, having arrived here in some nasty traffic on your push bike, a good way to get around today if you're not in, of course, a Suzuki. Ben Thomas, welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a while since we've had you in. What's been happening?
Been tasting a lot of wine, which has been great.
Well, Melbourne Wine Week, we saw that, we spoke about it last week on the program. There were some, all of the judging's been done, and now there are events that are happening over the next few weeks that celebrate the best of Melbourne wine, and it sort of brings us to a point that we wanted to get to today, talking about Melbourne wine rather than wine from Melbourne fringes. We know the Yarra Valley, we know the Mornington Peninsula, but Melbourne wine, you've made a couple of discoveries.
I have. I'd heard about the vineyard on the banks of the Yarra opposite Victoria Gardens, just at the very end of Burnley Street.
Where that big Swedish chain furniture store might sit.
That's the one.
And give the audience a bit of a point of reference. Yes, across the road from IKEA, folk.
Yep. And on the floodplain, there is a one-acre vineyard planted to Cabernet that was planted 16 or 17 years ago.
What sort of quantity could you produce on just an acre?
In a good year, they make 6,000 bottles.
Well, that's more than enough to get me through a Saturday afternoon, I give you that. So this is Studley Park Vineyard. Now, I've had the pleasure of tasting these wines as well. Tell me a little bit about them. What makes them quite unique? They are grown in a very urban environment. What makes that different to what perhaps would be grown in the Peninsula or the Yarra Valley or Macedon?
Well, it's not particularly different to some of the other regions. It's warmer than, say, the elevation of the Yarra Valley or the cooling maritime breezes of the Mornington Peninsula.
Yep.
But it's quite breezy, and it's just a nice climate for Cabernet. Although the owner, Jeff Shaw, when he bought the property, or Jeff Pryor, sorry, when he bought the property, was advised to plant Shiraz.
Right.
But he was into Cabernet at the time, and that's what went in, and that's what stayed, and I think it's a pretty good move.
So this is, for those that don't know, this is Studley Park Vineyard, and it is, like I said, I've tasted these wines. He's actually putting a lot of that Cabernet to make a rosé, as well as a straight Cabernet.
He is, yeah. The wines are made by Lou Knight at Knight Granite Hills.
Yep.
Up at Macedon. Mm-hmm. And it's a really smart rosé. Dry, savoury, textural, all the things that everyone's looking for in rosé at the moment.
Which is, we're not drinking in sweet rosé that tastes like lolly water.
No, these are serious wines.
Yeah, they are serious wines, and I agree with you that he's producing something that's really effective. Some of the others, let's look, if we were to get a zone one and two, if we were to take one of these Suzukis from here at Yarra Suzuki and go for a bit of a spin for about 45 minutes, before we hit some of those major wine producing areas, what else are we going to find apart from Studley Park?
Well, there's also Kellybrook Vineyard, which was planted sort of 40 years ago, which was then the countryside. My parents told me that they used to go out there 30 years ago to buy Kellybrook cider, and they made it was a day trip. And now it's 45 minutes up the freeway.
45 minutes up the freeway, which is very easy to do. You can get out of bed on a Saturday afternoon, if that's the time you get out of bed. Jump in the car. You can be down at Kellybrook. What are they producing well?
They've got an amazing range of different grapes planted there. They do Gewürztraminer. There's a pretty smart Riesling. They've got Pinot. The Chardonnay's excellent.
Well, the Chardonnay had 4.5 stars from you. So that's their 2012 vintage, a big hit.
Yeah, it was a really, really lovely wine.
Mm. So that's there at Wonga Park. Now, if we were to look elsewhere, if we were to head out towards Geelong, for example, what are we going to find out that way?
Well, there's Shadow Facts right next to Werribee Zoo and Werribee Mansion.
And Werribee from the CBD is probably a 30-minute drive on a good day on the freeway?
If that, maybe 25.
25 minutes, so... Yeah. From the CBD, 25 minutes out to Werribee Mansion and Werribee Zoo, sort of all in that one large complex. And tell me about Shadowfax, because they are a very well-respected wine brand.
They sure are, yeah. Shadowfax has, again, a really amazing array of grapes planted there. As soon as you approach the vineyard, on the right-hand side, you've got Pinot Noir. But they also make a really terrific wine called Minnow.
Which now, this is a really intriguing blend. So it's sort of looking at some of these, what are we called, alternative varieties of wine. So they're not wines that a lot of people would know about, or grapes that a lot of people would know about. Carignan, Grenache, Sanso and Mataro.
Yeah, they're the classic Rhone red wine grapes that go into the Rhone blend, such as Côte de Rhone and maybe Chateau Neuf de Pape, that sort of style. Mm-hmm. But it's been grown in Werribee.
Which is insane. I mean, obviously there's some good fertilisation in the soil at Werribee because it's there's wonderful market gardens that grow there as well.
Yeah, and also it's a warm climate and those grapes are pretty suited to that style.
And we probably wouldn't have thought that you could just zip out to Werribee and visit a winery. Also, if we look at Port Phillip, so... Again, let's head perhaps to Crittenden Estate.
Yeah, so the technical zone for wineries in Melbourne is the zone is Port Phillip.
Right. So this is
it's not the Yarra Valley or the Mornington Peninsula or Geelong.
Right.
And some of the urban wineries kind of do creep into those areas, like Wanturner Estate, which is just this side of East Link, is technically Yarra Valley, but it's within the boundaries of Melbourne.
And Patterson. Lakes, so that's sort of just almost at this, just out beside Berwick.
No, it's on the Frankston Freeway.
Frankston Freeway, beg your pardon.
Yeah.
My geography of that side of town is not so good, of course. Ben Thomas is my guest, folks. We're here at Yarra Suzuki delivering you a wonderful live broadcast to celebrate the fifth birthday bash of Yarra Suzuki. And we are talking about wines that you can find just within a short drive from the Melbourne CBD. We're talking about Crittenden Estate and their Geppetto Shiraz, another sort of reasonably well-known brand as far as Shiraz grown in Victoria grows.
It is, yeah, and I think the Geppettos, they're entry-level wines that are sourced from various parts around Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
But this had a really great silky smoothness to it and really excellent structure. It's a really, really good wine.
Mm-hmm. And also now to Officer, which is, again, not a wine, not known as a wine-growing area. It's on the Gippsland Highway.
Yeah, it's on the way out towards Pakenham.
Yep.
But it kind of is. It's almost on the boundary of the Yarra Valley.
Okay.
I think it's technically Gippsland. And they started out in the Yarra Valley, bought some land in Officer, and have planted grapes. And again, their Pinot Chardonnay and their Shiraz is really, really good.
It's been, I'm quite astounded that there are within such a close proximity to Melbourne or its inner suburbs an opportunity to spend 30 or 40 minutes in a car and head out. These are some of the wineries. Quickly, I know we've got to move on. Some of the other areas that are fairly close to town where we can also go and have a wine experience.
Oh, well, of course, there's the Mornington Peninsula where there are endless opportunities for food and wine.
And likewise, the Yarra Valley. What about on the other side? As if we're heading to Bendigo, there's the Macedon wine region, so sort of Sunbury, Lancefield, Macedon itself.
Yeah, there's a nice drive sort of back towards the freeway from Lancefield itself over nice old sort of granitic boulders strewn across the land. And there's a whole heap of cellar doors that you can call into.
Excellent. So that's all within, half an hour, 40 minutes of Melbourne CBD. Ben, thank you for coming in and joining me. I know you've got to get on your bike and head off, so good to see you. Melbourne Wine Week, if people want to know more, there is a website, melbournewineweek.com.au, I think.
That is it, yes.
Excellent. All right. That's Melbourne Wine Week. There are events happening there between now and the end of this month, so do make sure you get involved and taste some of those wonderful Victorian wines. Ben, thank you for joining me. We'll be back very shortly here from Yarra Suzuki, 400 Johnson Street. Give us a toot if you're going past. That'd be enough. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9, and we'll be back very soon to talk about picnic hampers.
You're listening to the Joy 94.9 Yara Suzuki Birthday Bash Broadcast. Come down and join in on the celebrations. This is Cravings, live from Joy sponsor Yara Suzuki, 400 Johnson Street, Abbotsford.
It is 1:30 here at we're at Yara Suzuki, and I was just speaking with Ben Thomas about some wine districts that you can get to very, very shortly, and thought I would get these fabulous fender bending boys back, because there's an extension to this discussion. You guys spend a lot of time, sorry, Tim and Dan joining me, you guys spend a lot of time driving other people's cars, don't you?
with their permission, I should say. It's like, I don't just sort of wander around and keep checking unlocked cars.
No. Well, that would have been stealing somebody's car.
Yes.
So you get to get out and about. And I'm sure that you get the opportunity to sort of zip away for a weekend in, you know, a snazzy convertible or one of these beautiful Suzukis here from Yara Suzuki, of course.
Yep.
Where do you go?
Well, that's a good question, actually, because there are a lot of different... And it's funny, because, you know, by trade, we're motoring journalists. That's our job, and we do get to drive...
Allegedly.
Journalists, that term very...
It's not a job, really.
Yeah, journalism, no, right.
No, strong word. But a lot of journalists seem to have their own little kind of route that they take to test cars, and you speak to a lot of different people, and they have, like, oh, I go to this particular road in the Yarra Valley, or I do this, that, and the other.
You would go to the Yarra Valley because you have some personal reasons to go to it. A very fabulous winery in the Yarra Valley that I managed to... zip into the other day.
Oakridge, is that
yes,
that
I was at Oakridge.
It is a
and
fabulous,
fabulous new building.
Yeah, it looks amazing. It's the same designers who did the sticks, the French fries.
Oh, right.
Oh, is that
the
right?
Yeah.
Oh, makes me hungry every time I see that.
It makes sense now. Yeah. So I was in the Yarra Valley the other day for work and thought about what a wonderful opportunity it would be to grab a car and just be able to head out there for the weekend.
Absolutely.
What's some of the fun stuff you've done in those cars, Dan? Perhaps you first.
Oh, dear. No, I'm not sure this is broadcastable.
Keep it nice.
Well, it's funny you should mention, because I, too, was also in the Yarra Valley for work this past week, and I was at the main competitor of the aforementioned Oakridge. I was at the Yarring Station. There's a beautiful, they call it Chateau Yarring there, and there was a launch of a new car called the Kia Coupe Turbo, and I was driving that around some of the most spectacular roads you can find, and I think, you know, you could be really hard-pressed to drive any further in Victoria and find a more challenging and more mixed different sort of terrains you could enjoy in a car like that. So my pick is absolutely those sort of regions, the Yarra Valley. You can go up all the way up to sort of King Lake and Yay, all in that direction, and keep heading out in the other direction also to sort of all as far as Gippsland, and the roads are fantastic. We do have a thing in this state, which is our delightful road traffic police. So you do have to watch out for them a little bit. Keep it within the confines of the law.
Of course. Always a good idea.
What would be my choice, I suppose? You know, something a little convertible. This weather is perfect. Stopping at one or two of the wineries, whether it be the stiff competition from Tim stiff competition
thing.
For any particular reason.
Yeah. Tim, elsewhere, if you were to take a trip another direction, you'd still find wineries. That's what I was talking with Ben Thomas about. You know, there are wineries within 30, 40 minutes. Have you had a chance to go out any of the other directions apart from the aforementioned Yarra Valley?
Well, a little bit, just maybe slightly beyond 40 minutes, of course, is down on the Bellarine Peninsula.
Yeah, beautiful.
I've got family down there, and it's just a terrific area. And I think a kind of forgotten part of Victoria's kind of foodie destination. And look, unfortunately, there's a couple of things that are down there that I think closed. Loam was a restaurant down that way,
yes.
And that's shut up
just
recently.
Just out at Drysdale.
Yeah, which is exactly where my parents live. And also Bannockburn, which is outside of Geelong, between Geelong and Ballarat. Mm. And you've got... Good luck, Clyde Park, and a bunch of wineries out that way.
There's brilliant wines, and they grow some nice big belting reds.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a good Pinot every now and then, please.
Oh, lovely.
But it's, I think, also the roads around there, because it's quite undulating, and God, I love that word.
And it's not used enough in common parlance, I give you.
Honestly, let's get it on more. But there's some beautiful roads, actually, between kind of Bannockburn and then going around to the peninsula that I think a lot of people forget about, and I don't really know why. I know there's,
And look, for people who love wines from a maritime climate, and if you're a fan of wines from the Mornington Peninsula, that's a maritime climate. Margaret River in WA is another one of those maritime climates where they're growing beautiful wines, and there's something about those wines that grow along the Bellarine. Again, it's a maritime climate, so there's sort of some nice high-pitched vineyards which catch a bit of the colder breeze. So the thing that makes those wines so good, colder weather at night, so winds that come off the ocean at night, which almost chills the grapes, and then they get the sun during the day, which means that their ripening process is better, and there's all sorts of technical terms I can use, like Beaumet and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh dear, and it would all be completely lost on us.
Yeah. Nobody knows what's it's like when I listen to your program, of course.
Sounds very believable, whatever you're saying. It's very impressive.
So is that where Chardonnay, is that a good Chardonnay kind of area?
Yeah, Chardonnay, yeah. Chardonnay and Pinot both grow very, very well in maritime climates, as much as they do in cooler climates like the Arrah Valley. Mm. Anything that's a valley is a great place to grow wine.
The conversation wouldn't be complete without mentioning the Great Ocean Road. Of course, that's one of the great driving reasons to go out that direction.
And a wonderful foodie destination. A great place to go and find...
We're talking about wine specifically, but there's also a great brewery along the Great Ocean Road.
There's great breweries everywhere.
Okay, all right. Well, clearly I'm in the presence of excellence.
No. Well, there are craft breweries that are sort of seeing a resurgence, well, not a resurgence, the growth in craft breweries around Victoria is enormous. There are probably about within an hour's drive of Melbourne or 2 hours of Melbourne, you'll find somewhere around 25 or 30 craft breweries all doing something completely unique.
Yeah.
Coldstream. So if we head back to the Arrah Valley, making beautiful beers, making wonderful cider.
Yeah, and now their ciders are made by Kelly Brothers, which is nearby, isn't it? I thought they were they contracting that deal to them?
Them maybe, yes.
Am I not supposed to mention that?
But their cider is fantastic, and it's actually one of the very few made from real apple juice.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of ciders, like particularly the imported ciders from the UK and Ireland, are actually made with a concentrate. Mm. So it's a bit of powder, water and sugar, and that makes cider, and that's how quite a lot of ciders are made. So it's nice to see ciders made from real apple juice, and it's there's wonderful apples grow around there. Likewise up towards Castlemaine.
Oh, I was going to say, kind of Macedon Range is obviously pretty fruity, and that's Woodends, 40 minutes away.
You can be in Dowsford in an hour, and it can be some of the finest dining destinations.
Is that still true to this day? Like, is that
absolutely
asking genuinely?
You know, every year, Two Hats to the Lake House, the gorgeous friend Ella Wolf Tusker, who built the lake house on a blackberry patch. And her Russian mother, what are you doing? Don't do that. You know, you're going to go broke and lose all our money. And, you know, the lake house is testament to her dedication. We might have some messages and a bit more music, lads, and see if we come back and talk a little more about all things food right here in Victoria. We are, of course, coming to you from Yara Suzuki, 400 Johnston Street. Wave on your way past Toot. You can stand outside and dance to the music. You can do all sorts of things. And, of course, we have hundreds of people here in the showroom. You listen to that noise. It's like being at a Britney Spears concert. It's that loud. I can barely hear myself.
And
think.
Not just our headphones.
No, it's Pete's outfit as well. It's very Britney. Goodness me, I never thought you'd look quite so good in hot pants.
At least I'm wearing pants, which is a nice thing, Dan. Look, this is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. We'll return momentarily to obviously waffle some more nonsense to take you up to the escape pod at 2 o'clock.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, here we are back. It's Cravings here on Joy 94.9. We are coming to you live from Yara Suzuki, 400 Johnston Street in Abbotsford. Wave or toot if you go past, or at least throw something out the window. Oh, no, don't do that. That's probably illegal. One of the things I wanted to talk about, speaking of all things legal, Tim, Dan and Mike, all here from Fender Bender, joining me to waffle all things vehicular. And one of the things I was concerned about was safety in the car. We know that it's not sensible to use a mobile phone because apart from being fined, it makes your reactions slower. Likewise, if you get in the car and you're mildly over-refreshed, we don't encourage that at all either. So what are some of the other things that I see people doing in cars, munching on sandwiches and putting on makeup and stuff, is it dangerous to, you know, munch on a sandwich while you're driving?
Look, I think it depends how it's done. I think it depends on the size of the sandwich. I think it depends on the level of traffic.
I think it entirely depends on the filling. You know, there are dangerous fillings and there are safe fillings.
What are some of the dangerous fillings, Dan?
Well, obviously a hot dog is very dangerous.
It is.
You know,
indeed.
You poke your eye out, you know, you choke on it. You know,
the heat?
This is absolutely right. Yeah, that's right. A dangerous application of mustard can be really quite hazardous behind the wheel.
Indeed. Now you're just being flippant.
I am not. I've never been accused, whether it be rightly or wrongly, of doing that in my life.
So some of the other things that people do, drinking coffee. I've always got a coffee in the car. I go through peak hour traffic in the morning and the evening to now go to my real job, and I've coffee in the car. Is it dangerous for me to be drinking coffee?
Well, I think you have to weigh up, is it more dangerous without the coffee? Because if I'm driving without a coffee in the morning, I'm probably a hell of a lot more dangerous. Because I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, you haven't seen me angry, Mike, so it's...
But I think that's fine. And I think as long as if you're not too focused on said coffee, and if it's not some kind of mocha chocolate latte from, you know, a giant chain.
No, well, we don't support anything from a giant chain because, of course, the beans must be fair trade and the milk must be a local milk rather than... You were talking about the Great Ocean Road before.
Yeah.
People, beautiful dairies down there, and they're making wonderful Victorian milk that you don't have to buy in a supermarket.
Mm. And FYI, I think today is Small Business Day.
It is indeed.
So get out there and support your small business.
Absolutely right. From a legal perspective, I'd have to refresh my memory on exactly what the way the law regards eating and drinking while driving. But I believe that you can be prosecuted.
We are persecuted every day.
it's an expression
almost
that's always on my mind.
We drive.
I think if you are deemed to be driving without due care and attention, then drinking and eating can actually. If you're doing something stupid and that is deemed to be a cause of you driving while eating and drinking, that is a breach of the law. Whether actually they can pin it on you for specifically the act of eating something while driving, I'm not sure.
Applying lipstick and makeup I see frequently in the car, which, of course, I reckon that's more dangerous than talking on a phone.
Well, how do you think I did it today? I mean,
I don't have
a lot of time.
I think he's got lipstick on his teeth, actually.
There's a fair bit of work to be done, let's be honest.
Oh, you! I don't know why I take it. Why do I take it from you? Actually, I did manage to eat 3 slices of pizza on the way in this morning.
Did you?
Yes.
In the car?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
And I did it in complete safety. Yes.
So what are some of the... Let's assume we're going to go to a drive. We're going to go and visit one of these wineries that we were talking about before. A little snack in the car to line the stomach or tide you over until you get to the venue. Mike, what would be your suggestion?
Oh, do you think something that doesn't risk spilling? Something that's not too complicated?
So you don't want bits and pieces. 4 and 20 pie?
Yeah. You don't want bits and pieces falling in your lap when you're driving, distracting you, do you? So maybe something like, I think a piece of pizza would be a good idea, provided it was a simple piece of pizza that didn't have bits falling off it.
A piece of fruit?
Yeah.
We're actually being shown by Matt at the mixing desk that he's actually doing the very dangerous task of eating a very heavily topped pizza over the mixing desk, which, so if we suddenly lose the transmission, then we know that's because there's been a pepperoni in contact with an on-off switch or something.
There's been an incident.
There has been an incident. And even what's going on? Mike was actually eating a pizza just before we came on air as well. So, like,
where's all this pizza coming from?
I don't
know.
It is definitely Pizza Saturday.
Nobody's offered me a slice of pizza. Clearly, I don't need it, but that's hardly the point.
I think that's because they assume that with your connections, you're always pretty well furnished with food.
Well, it's funny because I have my little mini me with me today, and I think the moment we're done here, we might go and have a pizza ourselves for lunch.
Ooh. It seems to be the done thing.
Well, he's wanting a special lunch, and he's been very good this morning, so I thought we might call into a little pizza place up in Fitzroy.
Ooh, fancy pants.
Some wood-fired pizza. For
I see.
Look at.
Fruit. It's probably a more sensible idea.
Are you using my nickname again, or what? Like, I wish you wouldn't. Why do I take this on air? You know,
I'd be calling you a banana.
Oh dear! Oh,
you've
dear.
Seen it. No, look, I think fruit is appropriate, but again, you wouldn't have something like an orange, would you?
No.
Or a pineapple. No. I mean, that would just be.
No. I think we're getting beyond sensible distilling now. Other things to put in the car. Obviously, a picnic is a great thing to do. Grab a picnic and you can get the hampers from some of the finest restaurants in Melbourne, or you can just go and put something together yourself, get in the car and go for a drive.
Absolutely right.
Well, do you know what's terrific, though? If you're taking a few people with you, like let's say I was driving and I took you lovely men with me, you could sit in the back of the car and have your own little picnic in the back of the car. You can get some...
To what end?
Well,
wouldn't it be nicer to stop somewhere by the Yarra River and have a picnic?
Well, probably, but I mean, you know, some people get very hungry, you know.
And if it was us four in the car, we'd need more room for an esky, I think, than a picnic basket, let's be honest.
But I think those kind of snacky foods would be appropriate. And look, things like your little nuts and that kind of thing, that's an appropriate driving food.
Absolutely right.
Although you do get oily fingers with your nuts, don't you?
Oh, dear, oh dear.
This is going down the direction that we went before with Maddie T's horn in the New Joy newsroom, which is very compact, I give you that.
Is the horn or the
Suzuki Swift?
The Suzuki Swift.
Oh, excellent. Right,
sport.
Okay. There's nothing worse than a compact horn, I've found.
No, it's very... quite outrageous.
Things are getting a little pear-shaped here on Cravings. Normally we try and behave
pear,
ourselves.
A pear would be a good thing to have. There you go. Excellent. Yes.
A pear.
Yeah. Of what? I don't know.
Oh, look, he was looking for his own pub there.
I know, he was.
It's a bit sad.
Do you know what I've seen recently? Driving along Alexandra Avenue in South Yarra, I have seen people, and I kid you not, driving with either a newspaper, some kind of report, or an iPad
yes.
on the darn steering wheel as they're driving.
That is clearly illegal, surely.
Surely.
I'm all for catching up with the news, but let's get it off the wireless.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you think?
I don't need to read The Age.
How massively inappropriate, and it actually really annoys me, and I feel like I should be a dibber-dobber.
I would be. I'd be taking photos.
Would you?
Yes.
With your
that's
iPad.
Naughty. Yeah, that's
and that's ironic, isn't it?
And then you text
them. With my iPhone, and then I text them while I was at the lights.
No, I wouldn't do that, of course, because that's just stupid.
But you can commit to memory the number plate of the vehicle, I'm sure.
Absolutely. There was actually, we spoke about on our show not that long ago about one of the head of the traffic police in Melbourne who is calling for all mobile phones to be put in the boot.
Like, well, that's just nonsense. Like, I don't know where my boot is. I don't use it.
I don't know where my boot is.
You know, everything goes in the back seat.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Shopping. But and there's a little thing for the phone. So when it rings, because my car is all wired up with Bluetooth.
Of course.
Oh, very
when
good.
The phone rings, I just have a look and see whose call I'm going to reject.
Because why, it's never answered.
No, yeah. It's very hard to get me on the phone. Oh, that's a fancy vehicle going past. What is that, boys?
Oh, that is a Corvette.
Right.
It's very exciting.
Didn't Prince sing a song about a red Corvette?
He did, possibly.
Possibly that one.
He did. Absolute nonsense it was, yeah.
The song.
Great song.
We moved from
complete
food
rubbish.
We
didn't understand a word
of beverage to critiquing Dan's music choices. And that probably brings us to another question of what's good music for the car?
Well, everyone's looking at me, so I feel I should answer.
No, but you don't have any musical taste, I understand.
No, that's not true. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Well,
whatever, no, I
choose. Terrible taste counts as taste, technically.
Exactly,
yes.
Right. Yep. It might be awful. You know, you might not like Aqua, but just because, you know, Venga Boys is on my place doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad track or band, or if you even want to call them a band.
I think
we're using that term very loosely. So if we were to borrow this Suzuki that sits in front of us, the new Joy 94.9 newsroom, kindly, you know, supported by and generously provided by the lovely team here at Yara Suzuki. We would jump in the car after we finish here, head out to a wine district. Let's choose the Yarra Valley because we've connections. fill it with a little picnic that we pick up on the way. We need a musical selection.
Oh,
so
right.
Do you want something upbeat or do you want something a little darker?
I think you need to be. I don't think you need dark music. You then want to throw yourself in the river to get the picnic. You want something joyful, I think.
Do you really? Okay.
Say no more.
Like your Beyonce, for example?
No, I don't care for Bouncy, not at all.
Oh. Bouncy? Did you just call her Bouncy?
I'm a very bad gay man. I need to hand my card back.
You do? Well, I'll take it off you now because I'm going to see her on Tuesday night.
It's going to be marvellous. Are you driving? What are you driving to the concert?
A Volvo? Or a Suzuki. That's right, probably.
It's very hard to keep you boys on message. Look, I'm going to leave you to it. I'm going to go.
All right, well, look, you have been terrific as always, of course.
It's been a pleasure.
Now, you'll be back on the air next week, back in the studio.
Yeah, I will. And I'm very excited because I have Tyson Stelzer in the studio. He just this week launched the 2014-2015 Champagne Guide. I was at a little event the other night sipping a 2004 Bollinger Grand Marnier.
Wow.
Tattinger Comte de Champagne. There was some Krug. There was some Dom Perignon. Their 2004 vintage I can highly recommend compared to their 2003. So lots of champagne. So he'll be joining me. I'll also have a fellow who in the Royal Melbourne Show Food Awards had the best in show. There could be some passion fruit tarts in this studio next week.
Look at
what are their names?
Rustica Sourdough is the name of the company. So Brenton will be joining me in the studio next week. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking to a couple of legends of the industry, Greg Maloof being one of them, who's been working over in London. So I'll leave you boys to it, and I'm going to shuffle off and find me a piece of that pizza because it's looking very appetising.
It is a bit, isn't it? It's Mike is just holding it very politely there, desperately. Wanting to eat it.
I'm really hoping that you guys won't take me up on my offer of a slice because I'm pretty sure I'm going to devour this entire thing.
I'm sure there's more out the back.
I think there is, and I think even guests, if they wanted to come down, or people off the street can come and get a piece of pizza.
Well, like that lady that went past on a bike.
Did she?
Yes, she missed out on her pizza.
It is Abbott's, but there's lots of bikes around here, isn't there? Yes. But you are more than welcome to come down to Yarra Suzuki.
Where are we again? What, the 400?
400 Johnson Street in Abbotsford, just between the river, right near where Collingwood Children's Farm. You would have gone there.
The convent's across the road.
Yeah, surely you would have spent some time at the convent.
I've been at the convent. I've been in the convent.
stayed at
it's,
a convent.
It's a wonderful. No, it's a wonderful.
Didn't teach you anything, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, clearly not. Although you, I do, when I dress up, make a very good nun.
I'm sure you do.
And speaking of nun, we don't need any more of this. Good afternoon. No. Have a good day. Have
Thank
fun,
you.
Boys.
Pete Dillon, you wonderful man.
Cheers,
we are,
Pete.
Of course, broadcasting live from Yarra Suzuki. Tim, Mike and Dan here with you for a little bit longer on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.